Good morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. We're very happy to have you with us today. Our service of the word this morning is being led by myself, Hannah Squarar, the assistant curate here at St. James Westminster. Our music is provided by Shen Jones, Victoria Piovesen, Paul Grambo, led by Stephen Hollowitz. With us as ever is our wonderful sound engineer, John Gardy. As we prepare for worship, I would remind you to check out our Sunday school videos, and I would invite you to center yourself, to open your heart and mind to where the Spirit is moving you this morning, and to prepare yourself for worship. Almighty God, without you we are not able to please you. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Joyful in the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure. that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Oh, go your way into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and speak good of His name. For the Lord is gracious, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, to cure every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You have received without payment. Give without payment. The Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, what a gospel we have this morning. This is it right here. This is our mission statement. Proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like that might be asking a little more than I'm capable of. But there it is. Jesus has spoken. Proclaim the good news. But did you catch something in there? Right at the beginning of the instructions, go nowhere among the Gentiles, enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What? That does not seem very Jesus-y to me. And it strikes me so hard after the weeks we had with the protests and the riots, how the instruction must come across. Stick to our own. Don't give this salvation, this grace to others. This could be the rallying cry behind any number of groups committed to increasing and perpetuating prejudice. And yet here it is. Jesus said it, so what do we do with it? Well, I'm not one for fancy theological gymnastics to try and get passages to work with the gentle image of Jesus we hold dear, nor am I in the habit of ignoring hard statements. And I think there's a really important lesson for us here in this, for the church. But I want to read a few more verses of this gospel text because I think this will help us figure this out. The passage we read ends right at the beginning of Jesus' instructions, so I want to read them again in full. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I'm sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before the governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. It is not for you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Now, there's a lot of talk going on here, and what I think is so important in this, what I think will help us understand is this. Jesus told his disciples to go out to the tribes of Israel, not the Gentiles, not the Samaritans. Go to the people who are called chosen, who are called righteous before the Lord, and tell them the kingdom is near. Tell them to listen to the good news. And some of them will persecute you because I am sending you out like a sheep to the wolves. Think about that. Jesus is sending the disciples out to the chosen people like sheep among the wolves. Why does Jesus want the disciples to spread the good news to the Jews? Because Jesus knows that the people who believe themselves to be right before God and who are not living that reality need the Spirit. Because Jesus tells us time and time again in our Gospels that we will be persecuted. But who are we persecuted by? We often think it's the kids who don't want to come to church anymore, and the people who think our traditions are sexist or colonial or do not represent where society is right now. But it's not. Jesus tells us right here. It is the institutional church. It is the seats of power, both ecclesial and secular, that persecute his disciples. It is the institutional church that does not wish to hear the kingdom is near. The good news of blessed be the meek and love your enemy and take up your cross and those without sin cast the first stone. Why does Jesus tell his disciples to go to the Jews and not to the Gentiles or the Samaritans? Because we need to put our house in order. Because sometimes even the church needs reminding that God loves the humble and the poor and the outcast and the sinner. We are, unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, not going to be able to share the Eucharist for quite a while, and we will not be able to gather as we are accustomed until September. But there's something so very important in this. Because my sacramental duty as a priest isn't just to feed you bread and wine. My sacramental duty to you is to help you manifest a reality, to equip the saints and to make disciples. We cannot gather under this roof. We cannot share a meal together, but we can be the body of Christ in the world. Go out among the wolves, my beloved sheep. Be the voice proclaiming the good news of love and forgiveness and grace. Manifest and share the kingdom. Care for the sick. rise from the dead. Cast out all evil. And do not worry. The Spirit of your Father will speak. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now I'd invite you into a position of prayer that is most expedient for you. And let us pray. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tired as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden from me, Today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened the darkness of mine, and though night comes, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when the time is ripe, and though you may be silent now, today I believe. O God, you have prepared for those who love you good things no eye has seen. Pour into our hearts such love of you that by loving you in all things and above all things, we may be worthy of your promises, which surpass all we can desire. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.